This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are here today with Marianne Liebert. How are you, Marianne?
I'm good and ready to go.
And Marianne is the founder and CEO of Marianne Liebert, Inc. Publishing, which is the world's largest, most important privately held publisher of scientific, medical, and technical journals. Could you first tell everyone, what does that mean? What is a scientific, a medical, or technical journal?
Our journals are peer-reviewed. That means that the published papers in these journals are written by scientists and clinicians in the field. They are peer-reviewed by others to make sure that they are scientifically correct and relevant. And that's very important, because you need to have that to know that these advances and these treatments are going to indeed be used effectively when they go from bench to bedside.
And today you publish 80 different scientific journals, but in the beginning when you started back in 1980, that wasn't that much of a field except for a couple of major corporations who had it. What inspired you to do this?
I wanted to make a difference, and I could see that biotechnology, it was a sexy new field in life sciences, and I could see that the tools in biotechnology were going to provide new ways of providing new therapeutics, diagnostics and therapeutics, drug discovery and drug delivery, and that was going to translate, again, from bench to bedside. This was very important to me, very exciting to me, to be able to help that to move forward.
And you were a little bit inspired by your dad, I understand.
I was
with
very
his Parkinson's.
Much. My dad had Parkinson's, and this was in the 60s, and nobody had ever heard of Parkinson's, by the way. It was like an orphan disease where I grew up in Chicago. And I was determined. I did an internship at JAMA, and I was sure that somewhere in the literature I was going to find, if not a cure, at least an effective treatment for my dad. Sadly, that was not the case, but it ignited my interest in medical publishing, and I would say that that had an extraordinary impact on what I wanted to do.
But you didn't have a medical background. How do you go into medical publishing? You knew, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners who are entrepreneurs. They're saying there's an opportunity here. How do I go into it? I need a background. You had no background. You saw an opportunity, a need, a growing need in medical publishing, but you didn't even have a medical background.
I didn't, but I had a publishing background.
Okay.
I had a publishing background. I worked for another company beforehand, and I learned publishing. And it was more important as a medical publisher to be knowledgeable about publishing and to get the medical expertise from the experts in their field. Now, my husband will tell you that I'm an armchair diagnostician, which he absolutely abhors, but I do limit my specialty. So I try not to give advice to him when he's taking care of patients. So instead, he says, I should stick to my own knitting, which is publishing authoritative journals and not trying to be in practice with him.
And you actually, one of the few people, you had two husbands who had the same exact name.
That's right.
And they're both doctors.
That is correct.
Yes.
One is an OBGYN and the other is a pediatric surgeon.
You know, and I look, there are no geriatric doctors named Peter Liebert, so you're safe. You're with this one for good.
Well, that is true, but there are other Peter Lieberts out there. However, with my record, I think I'm going to just not explore that possibility, because you never know.
Let's go into the whole process of what it means to build a medical journal. So now you see a need in an area. Now you have 80 that are running every year. But let's say you see a new idea, which you come up with all the time,
yes,
you told me. What is the process, like step one, step two? What are the different steps to get an actual journal done?
Once an idea comes to me, it comes and sits on my shoulder. And once it sits on my shoulder, I have to move on it. Now, the first thing I do, I'm very well connected and I'm very well read. I'm a voracious reader and I have a curiosity level that is off the charts. I can understand mountain climbing. In fact, when the book, film had come out, Into Thin Air, I saw the film and I started reading every book on mountain climbing. Every book. And Peter said to me, my husband said to me, why are you reading all this? You don't even trek, let alone mountain climb. And I said, because I understand that mentality. I understand the need to summit. I understand these people. And while I am not going to climb a mountain, I'm going to do something better. I'm going to start a journal on high altitude medicine and biology.
Wow.
And so I did. And I called around and I found who was the best physiologist in this field. I learned, for instance, that reproductive health is different at high altitudes and that there are other problems that affect people's health at high altitudes. And I said, I'm going to do a journal in this field. So I found this editor and I persuaded him with many calls and great intentions and great enthusiasm to take on the editorship of this journal. Now, he is somebody who is summited, so I loved that. And he is a physiologist. And in fact, when he went to, I knew I was never going to go to Everest, but I did say to him that when you go back there, would you bring me back a stone? I would like a stone. And I have a stone from a mountain near Everest, because at that time he was no longer scaling Everest. But I met, and I was amazed, by the way, at how many medical researchers are involved in mountain climbing. I did not know.
So you emerge this whole new idea, and then your first step is to immerse yourself in all the knowledge, meet the people, speak with the people, and then identify the key editor.
Okay.
Once you have the key editor, do they run with it?
Yes, yes. They run with it with our help. But in this case, I was inspired not to start a new journal. It was seeing that film and reading all these books about climbers. I was so excited about it, and I wanted to be part of this community because I understood.
Don't tell me you then climbed.
I have pictures of myself at Joshua Tree where I said to Peter, please get down on the ground and shoot upward, and I'm going to put my foot up on a big boulder and I'm going to say I am a climber too. So I do have those pictures, but no, I do not climb. As I said, I do not trek. I am not the person that you would want on your tennis team or your golf team, because I do not have those skills. However, publishing is my game, and I play fast and hard.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Marianne Liebert, who is the founder and CEO of Marianne Liebert, Inc. Publishing. Now, let's take from the perspective of someone who has an idea for a new publication. What types of people listening in could have ideas for publications that you might even do a medical, technical, or scientific journal?
I will not publish poetry.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only absolute. But if you have an idea that you think, I just got an idea, somebody gave me an idea the other day for something I never thought about. And it's interesting. And I said, let me explore it more with you. Will a journal emanate out of that? I'm not sure. I'm not sure because I'm not sure there's going to be enough research that's going to mean enough papers. It's got to be a field that has activity in it and that has promise to grow and advance.
Mm. And I know today, in full disclosure, we're in your headquarters in New Rochelle, New York, and you had a team here, and I met some of them. They've worked together for a long time, and they look so happy. It was like a second family.
Well, it is. I always say that I leave my family at home in the morning, and I come to my family at the office. That's how I feel about this group.
So you have right now 80 publications.
Right.
and it's growing. How do you actually manage a publication? So now you have a publication, it's been started, you found the editor. What is the process to keep that publication going?
The process is that you must have a very good team to support your efforts, that understands your philosophy, and is dedicated to growing that journal with you. They have to be in constant touch with your editors-in-chief and members of the editorial board. They have to understand also who's the end user. Who is going to be reading these papers, and are we providing them with information that is significant?
And in all fairness, you are actually an integrated company.
Yes,
we have about a minute till break, but just explain what that is.
Not only do we publish, but we give major conferences. Next year we are celebrating our 25th anniversary of the Congress on Women's Health, which is the most important Congress in the field of women's health. We've been doing it for 25 years.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Show with Marianne Liebert, and we're talking about publishing and technical publishing. We're taking a break now, but when we come back, you are going to hear someone who shouldn't be on your tennis or golf team, but they should be on your publishing team, and who has chutzpah because she cold called Bill Clinton, and you're going to hear that.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you'll have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Marianne Liebert, and she is the founder and CEO of Marianne Liebert, Inc. Publishing. And first, before we tell a story, which I promised during the break, the interesting thing is it has your name in it, Marianne Link, and you told me a really interesting sort of logo slogan that you have. Explain why that's important.
Because in all the other publishers today, the founders no longer exist. And there is a Marianne Liebert at Marianne Liebert, Inc., and that makes a difference. I thought about that last year. That was my slogan. I came up with it, and I took a picture of myself, and I run it, and I promote it, because I want people to understand how important it is to be able to connect with somebody like myself if you are running a company like mine. I want to encourage you to connect, and I want to show you that you have a better opportunity with us than with a company that does not have somebody anymore at the helm who is as engaged with the company's growth and contribution as I am.
So probably to any hospital, anyone in scientific fields, technology fields, these important, serious fields, these are opportunities for them to increase their branding, increase their research, create new revenue streams, perhaps.
And to create their funding. And today, you know, research funding, which has always been scarce, is scarcer than ever. And a journal makes a contribution to a field. It shows the field's relevance. And that's important today to attract funding, both from the public and private sector.
So now let's go into the question. You did work with Bill Clinton.
I
and
did.
You didn't know Bill Clinton
No.
at all, and you somehow got to Bill Clinton and created something. Walk through that story.
Well, I had met his wife. And I had actually met his wife. I had interviewed his wife. I had had dinner with his wife. And I knew that Bill Clinton was very involved at that time in talking about AIDS. He was talking about the need to treat and cure AIDS. So I called up his office and I said, look, we have the most important publication in this field. We started this publication long before it was a threat to public health. I want to come and interview you on the subject of AIDS, and we will publish that in one of our journals. But I will do the interview personally because I want it, and I felt that was important. I don't always do the interviews personally. In fact, I never do. But I thought it was important because knowing this president, you had to be able to take control of the interview.
And how did you take control? What was the interview like?
Well, the interview was wonderful. We had it in his office, and I asked him questions, and he answered these questions. And, you know, he speaks in monographs, so it was important to be able to get the questions in that you wanted answered. And I was very good at that, and in fact, his aides had said that I would have 20 minutes with him. And at the end of that 20 minutes, we were really on a roll because by now I was discussing biotechnology and its contribution to AIDS research. And when his assistant came in and said, you know, the time is up, he said, no, let her keep going. And I knew then that we had a magic moment. And he was talking about how only government funds medical research, and therefore, you know, about why the pharmaceutical companies were charging so much and that they weren't really doing anything for biomedical research. And I said, no, Mr. President, that's not the case. I said, the private industry has contributed significantly to research efforts and fund efforts at academic institutions. And he said, are you sure about that? And I said, Mr. President, do you think that I would interrupt arguably the most famous person in the entire free world if I weren't sure about what I were saying. And I said, I am sure. And so we discussed it. And we had a terrific time. And it was productive. And the interview was published in a publication. And I had another publication at the time. Well, I still have it, called AIDS Patient Care and STDs. And we published it, that interview, in there. And it was very meaningful for people to hear what the president had to say and his approach to the AIDS problem.
So you're doing truly this important work on critical issues. What really drives you?
I don't know that I'm personally driven. I'm personally driven to make a difference. I want to make a difference. I want to ensure that in my field I want to ensure that there is better patient care. And research is where it all begins, biomedical research. And I was lucky to have as a mentor and friend the late Mary Lasker. Nobody today, even young scientists, never heard of Mary Lasker and what the Lasker Foundation and what Mary Lasker herself did for biomedical research in the NIH. And she came to the very first meeting I had for my first journal on interferon research. That was a very important time because interferon was so hot that the magazines had cover stories that said the if in interferon. And the rumor was that if you rubbed a little interferon on stocks, the stocks would go up because the companies were so hot. And I learned a lot from her about how to help get support for biomedical research, and because I believe in biomedical research and what it means, hopefully, for advances in new treatments for major diseases like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or AIDS still.
Let me ask you, what advice do you have to any entrepreneur in growing a business? You've obviously been very successful.
I think the first piece of advice I would give is think very hard about how your corporate structure and who your stockholders should be, if any, and who they should not be, if any. That's a very important decision, and I don't think we think about that when we're starting a business. I don't think that entrepreneurs think enough about that structure, which is very important and has implications many years down the line, both in terms of how you manage the company, in terms of how your revenue stream is driven, and if you ever want to have an exit strategy, or can that person influence your exit strategy?
We have 1 minute left, but you have a fantastic culture. Everyone stays here for years and years, but you told me the key of it was you have this unique way of interviewing people, and you actually gave me that test. Just talk about the screening and about your culture. And you only have 1 minute left.
If this is a publishing company, you got to have good skills in terms of spelling and in terms of grammar if you want to work in a publishing company. But you've got to have something else. You've got to have chemistry. Everything is about chemistry, whether it's with a partner in life or whether it's the company. And this business, my staff understands chemistry.
The future of Marianne Liebert, Inc. Publishing. What is it?
This is going to remain a privately held company that I hold. There is one small stockholder, which is my son, who worked here for 10 years. And it's interesting to know that he left because after being here 10 years, he was ready to be a CEO. I was not ready to step down. And I said, you know, Lewis, you must feel a little bit like Prince Charles. You must have empathy for Prince Charles because like his mother, your mother isn't abdicating either. So Lewis is now off on his own, and we have a very wonderful relationship.
Well, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much, Rob. I'm delighted to be here.
Dr. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Neil Sample, who is the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. And we also have my co-host, Albert Reese, and we are going to talk a lot about customer experience, but the first thing I want to ask you is, enterprise growth is a very different type group than most organizations have. Talk about what it is.
Sure. Enterprise Growth was founded by our CEO about 5 years ago with the mission to fulfill on the promise that we become the company that disrupts itself. American Express is at a 165-year history of reinvention. That if you were a linear thinker, American Express starting in the freight forwarding business to becoming a commerce company and payments-related company, probably wouldn't be obvious how you get from point A to point B. And we've done that over time through a cycle of continuous reinvention. So going from freight forwarding to traveler's checks to charge and credit, to the mass affluent, and now with enterprise growth, focusing a bit more on the mass market. So what enterprise growth represents are two things. One, a series of products that are designed for new markets and new customers within American Express, but at the same time, it's almost a challenge to the company itself that this is a period of reinvention, of extension of our products and our markets, but also our brand and our promise. And so we exist to not only, again, incubate and develop new things, but also to help bring the company forward.
And so in a 165-year-old company, how do you really create a culture of innovation?
Well, it starts at the top, and again, you have to be willing to disrupt yourself. So when Ken says, we want to be the company that will disrupt ourselves, he takes that very, very seriously. We have innovation forums at the company where we look to our employees to actually bring forward ideas to us. We have incubation and lab types programs that you'll find within enterprise growth, for example. And there is a real focus on again, where is the puck going? What are the next opportunities? It's not about where we are today, but it's where we expect the market to be in 5 years, in 10 years, where we expect our customer expectations to change and how we can fulfill them now. And so, again, it's really about a message of innovation and a story of being willing to disrupt ourselves that starts all the way from the top and moves all the way through the entire pyramid of the organization.
So Neil, you're using agile development pretty aggressively within enterprise growth. Talk to us about agile development and how it's helping enterprise growth operate more efficiently and effectively.
Sure. You know, when I got here a few years ago, we used what was called waterfall development, and it's a fairly classic process. It has been used for a lot of years, really started in the construction industries, especially in things like building submarines. In those processes, the cost of getting something wrong is very, very high. But you got to get the hull right, you got to get the engine in first, and all the parts need to line up. For myriad suppliers, myriad subcontractors. However, what we do is a little different. We work on consumer products that at the end of the day are ultimately powered by technology, whether it's the technology that our network runs on or the technology that a consumer might use online, paying their bills or using an application. And so the ability to change your product very, very rapidly is there. The same thing wasn't true of building a skyscraper or building a submarine. And so what we've done is we've evolved our way of working to what we call agile. And so agile is a contrast to waterfall. But what we found at American Express is that it goes beyond just the software delivery, beyond just bits and bytes that compose the products that we use. And we actually manage our entire business that way. And so our product managers are agile, our developers, our technologists are agile, but our business folks are agile as well. And we found that that's a way that not only can we be as responsive as possible to our customer needs, very short development cycles, but what's interesting is it allows us to test and learn very, very quickly. So it allows us to, for example, put a potential product out there in 2 weeks and 2 weeks later start having feedback on whether or not we think it's the right direction to go. And so very, very quickly make decisions through a test and learn philosophy.
Going down a slightly different path here, the term financial inclusion, is that yours?
Well, financial inclusion is a very broad term. What it means is that we really want to take a look at our society in the United States and look at and ensure that folks are that they aren't being disenfranchised, that they have the same opportunities, that there's essentially a level playing field from a financial perspective. The reason, though, that it's important to what we do is that American Express has traditionally been known as an affluent brand, as an exclusive brand. But one of the things we're doing in enterprise growth is that we're actually taking a more broader perspective. We're focused on becoming, instead of an exclusive brand, an inclusive brand. Instead of being exclusively mass affluent, we're also taking a look at sort of the mass market. And so for us, financial inclusion means bringing everybody along, not only to their own end, but bringing them all along within American Express. And so the way that's materialized in enterprise growth is a real extension of our portfolio. So while we'll still have our signature card lines, things like the Platinum card and the Centurion card, you'll also find now that you could go into a Walmart and get a prepaid American Express reloadable card right off the rack. And that's a very different product and one that greatly extends not only our value promise, but our brand in a pretty significant way.
So following that a little bit, you're charged with innovation and driving innovation for American Express. Financial inclusion probably includes people you don't do business with today. How do you connect with that community of potential customers and understand what their needs are?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are two things. The first thing is to actually be where they are. And in order to be where the customers are, we have actually created, for example, the largest free cash reload network in the U.S. A lot of these places are pharmacies and drugstores and typical retailers. As I mentioned before, we're available in Walmart, we're available in CVS, but we're also available online. So we are where our customers are. We're where those customers are shopping, where they're carrying out their daily activities. And so that was the first thing, was placement. The second thing, though, is the ability to listen to them. We wanted to get the feedback from those customers. And so for our products like Serve and Bluebird, all of them are actually activated online. They're email verified, and they're essentially paperless products. And what that means is we have a digital relationship with those customers. And as they use our applications, as they use our web experiences and so on, we have opportunities to essentially hear what they're saying, both by what they tell us directly when they give us feedback in forums or when they call in or when they speak to us in their own voice, or when they tell us implicitly through their behaviors. We see features that they like and features that they don't. We see features that resonate and we see features that don't. And by listening to that implicit signal that you get in a digital environment, we can rapidly change our own products to respond to what the customers are telling us, either directly or through their behaviors.
And then thinking about your current customer base, I'm assuming you're able to get information and use that information to drive innovation within the existing customer base, too.
Absolutely. One of the things that we found is that the lessons that we're learning here are actually exportable to the entire business. Conversely, American Express has had a long history and a strong reputation for service. And we knew that we needed to maintain that service incentive and that reputation as we built these new products. But in delivering that service and delivering new products, we learned a lot about what it meant for folks to live their financial lives on a product, and it gave us some information. It told us a bit about our features. And so while Bluebird and Serve were initially digital-only products, what we've also seen recently is a relaunch, for example, of the American Express core application. And a lot of the things that we've learned are now available there. And so we find that both groups are benefiting, both the existing customer base and the new customer base, and they're benefiting from what we've learned from each.
About 30 seconds to break. When you're innovating, what is it that American Express would never capitulate on?
Well, there are a couple of things. First is essentially our brand promise, that as American Express, we think about our promise to our customer to deliver value and to deliver service as inviolate, that we're not going to do it on the cheap, and that ultimately any product that we deliver to market has to deliver value to our customer and has to fulfill on that promise of service.
Okay, we're about to take a break, and we're with Neil Sample, who is the president of Enterprise Growth for American Express. When we come back, Neil is a brilliant guy in terms of technology in the future, and that's what we're going to talk about. Back in a few.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, who is the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. So let's talk about the direction that the world is going in. How would you say the digital world will change over the next 5 years? And 5 years is a big window.
That is a long time in the digital space. The thing I would say has changed the most recently and will continue to evolve very, very quickly is the notion of real time and essentially always on. So it used to be, if you rolled back the clock to the 1980s, even the 1990s and the early 2000s, you know, as American Express, we might only see our customers when they were actually at the point of sale. When they moved to a terminal, they were making a purchase. And then in a very analog way, we would mail them a bill. We would mail them a statement that was on paper. And they'd probably write a check and mail it back to us. And so we really weren't part of their commerce journey. We weren't available all of the time. And there wasn't really a two-way street for communication. But the thing that I see changing for us and for the rest of the industry is essentially this ubiquity, the availability of things everywhere, essentially being always on, and then the ability to get real-time feedback. So one of the things that we've done, it's an example of this, is the notion of the fraud alert. It used to be that at American Express, there might be a concern that there's, an out-of-pattern purchase. We used to have to then potentially turn off a card or try to make a phone call to a consumer who may or may not be available because they're at their home phone. But one of the things we can do now is we can actually send a text immediately to that consumer, and they can actually reply in real time to say, yes, in fact, this is me. I am making this charge or this purchase. Or they can say, no, it's not. And we can instantly solve for that consumer's potential friction right then. And that's an amazing difference from a fraud perspective, you couldn't have imagined solving the problem even 10 years ago in a meaningful way. And from a customer convenience perspective, it's actually a real satisfier. It turns out they understand that actually we're watching and we see in real time what's going on. And it's really comforting to know that that type of security, even when you're making the purchase, is there and is in defense of that customer.
This is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. And I want to ask you, when you talk about smart risk, you had a fascinating background where you had your PhD from Stanford in computer science, then you even did work with the CIA. Talk about your insights and leadership philosophy on smart risk.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, risk-taking is important, actually, in all business. You know, it's the kind of thing that we don't always think about. We always think that, well, we must be taking risk, and we can't be taking too much risk, but it's really hard to know where the right spot is. I think when I encourage my teams to take risk, it's always thoughtful and it's deliberate. But from a philosophical perspective, I encourage larger risk-taking early on. And so from a personal perspective, that can mean when you're younger, be willing to take more risks in your career. If there's less impact if you fail, and there's a potential opportunity at even greater upside. But when you take that same philosophy and you carry it into a product, when you go out with your 1.0 product, you actually have more of an appetite. You can take more chances because you don't have a large installed consumer base that they're actually going to say, oh, this is for me or this isn't for me. You can get some really powerful feedback early. On the other hand, once your product has matured, you've got a large customer base that you've got a relationship with, you've got an obligation to, and they have expectations. And so the risk profile actually changes over time. It narrows. And so I think it narrows over time for products. It narrows over time for people. And so my philosophy on risk is to take big risks early and then essentially be able to narrow your risk funnel over time.
So taking that back, and we were just talking a moment ago about the fraud alert. You know, those are things you continue to bolt on to some of your more mature types of products and offerings. And actually, I've seen those, and they are, it's much better getting that message than having the card shut off when you're sitting somewhere else in the world.
Yep.
You guys, American Express knows probably more about me than anyone else in the world. You know my spending habits, you know my patterns, you know where I am at any point in time. And I've noticed, you know, I get alerts. It's almost a little creepy sometimes. You're here. We have a restaurant nearby. You can use points if you want. Are you aware of this? How is enterprise growth harnessing that data and information to drive some of the innovation that you're looking towards?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. We call it our closed loop advantage. And so for American Express, not only do we know our customers, but we know our merchants very well. And we understand the relationships amongst one another. And what we've been able to do is actually leverage network effects that come from that closed loop advantage. And so the way I think of it is, whenever we add a new product to the portfolio, when Serve and Bluebird came onto the scenes, for example, a couple years ago, they already had the advantages of having that merchant network available, having the acceptance network available. And so even though we might have been seeing a new set of customers, we actually already knew the merchants on the other side. Additionally, when a new merchant comes online, we already know the customers, and we're able to marry those two things together. And so I do think there's a tremendous number of advantages that we have in this closed-loop model. We see it in the fraud alerts that you talked about. We know where folks are shopping, and you know, when you shop at a Starbucks in Manhattan, but then we see a flat-screen TV charged in Minnesota, we know that there's probably a problem if those happen within a few minutes of one another. That stuff's pretty basic, and we think very, very powerful to what we do. But beyond that, there is customization and there's personalization. There are recommendations that we can make, that we can see that you have a particular type of let's say eating profile, that you like high-end Italian restaurants. And so as a new one emerges in, say, Manhattan, where we are today, we can make you a recommendation about that. And so I think that closed-loop advantage allows us not only to secure our network and to avoid fraud and to make things more safe and secure, but can also make it a little bit of a better place. You might be able to stumble upon something that you otherwise wouldn't find.
And there we have it. Neil, great having you on the Customer Experience Show. And everyone out there, just remember, the world in the future, it's going to be about always on. So be prepared.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? ProtoBite can. ProtoBite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, ProtoBite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.